The widow Smack must have been watching from the window, for Tim had just led a footsore Bitsy up to the porch. In spite of his growing anxiety, he had walked the last half mile to spare her, when she came rushing out.
"Thank gods! Thank gods! Your mother was three-quarters to believing you were dead. Come in. Hurry. Let her hear and touch you."
The import of these words didn't strike Tim fully until later. He tied Bitsy beside Sunshine and hurried up the steps.
"How did you know to come to her, Si?"
The widow turned her face to him, which, given her veil, was hardly a face at all.
"Has thee gone soft in the head, Timothy? You rode past my house, pushing that mule for all she was worth. I couldn't think why you'd be out so late, and headed in the direction of the forest, so I came here to ask your mother. But come, come, and keep a cheery voice if you love her."
The widow led him across the living room, where two seniors burned low. In his mother's room, another senior burned on the bed table, and by its light, he saw Nell lying in bed with much of her face wrapped in bandages, and another, this one badly bloodstained, around her neck like a collar. At the sound of their footsteps, she sat up with a wild look on her face.
"If it's Kells, stay away! You've done enough!"
"It's Tim, Mama."
She turned toward him and held out her arms.
"Tim, to me, to me!"
He knelt beside the bed, and the part of her face not covered by bandages, he covered with kisses, crying as he did so. She was still wearing her nightgown, but now the neck and bosom were stiff with rusty blood. Tim had seen his stepper fetch her a terrible lick with the ceramic jug, and then commence with his fists. How many blows had he seen? He didn't know. And how many had fallen on his hapless mother after the vision in the silver basin had disappeared? Enough so he knew she was very fortunate to be alive, but one of those blows, likely the one dealt with the ceramic jug, had struck his mother blind.